It's 7:43 on this West Virginia morning. I'm Chuck Anzalevich. Many years ago, a little boy's mom sent him to school on a snow day.
Everybody else was home, sleigh riding, but my butt was in school. To give me something to do, she brought me in one of the footstools and gave me a box of chalk, and she told me to draw the solar system on the chalkboards. So I drew the solar system. It took me all day.
Well, that changed everything. Hang with us to find out how an artist found his art. This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Chuck Anzalevich. The West Virginia House of Delegates has passed its version of a long and sweeping and controversial educational reform bill. The proposal calls for teacher and school service personnel pay raises, but also includes other measures opposed by public educators. Dave Mistich reports.
The House approved its version of Senate Bill 451 on a 71-29 vote. The measure, which has been stripped down from its original state, now heads back to the upper chamber. Given the differences between the respective Senate and House offerings, the bill is likely headed to a conference committee, where a few lawmakers from each chamber will hash things out. The House of Delegates amended a strike and insert proposal on Wednesday that cleared the chamber's education and finance committees during the past week. Other tweaks were made on the House floor. The current version of Senate Bill 451 calls for teacher and school service personnel pay raises and allows for two pilot charter schools. Key components of the Senate's version of the bill, education savings accounts and a non-severability clause, have been removed entirely. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Dave Mistich at the Capitol.
The Environmental Protection Agency says it will set drinking water limits for two toxic chemicals that have been found in some Ohio Valley drinking water systems. But as Brittany Patterson reports, critics say the agency is slow-walking the regulations.
The PFAS class of chemicals includes PFOA, or C8. They're widely used in a variety of products, including nonstick cookware, stain-resistant clothing, and flame retardants. In the Ohio Valley, many communities have been dealing with PFAS contamination for decades, and at least 12 water systems have detected the chemicals. Lawmakers, including West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Capito and environmental advocates, have pressed the agency to set legally enforceable drinking water limits for two of these chemicals, C8 and PFAS. In its PFAS action plan released Thursday, EPA says it intends to start the process for setting maximum contaminant levels, or MCLs, by the end of the year. Here's EPA Acting Administrator Andrew Wheeler.
The action plan commits EPA to take important steps that will improve how we research, monitor, detect, and address PFAS.
But critics say while EPA's plan includes some good steps, the agency is dragging its feet. David Andrews is a senior scientist with the Environmental Working Group.
At this point, there's such an overwhelming body of evidence that these chemicals are impacting health. They're contaminating drinking water sources across the country that really the EPA just needs to take action.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Brittany Patterson.
Mountain Artworks is a studio in Mercer County that houses the unique flair, personality, passion, and dreams of metal sculptor Michael Mike Sizemore. His work often consists of recycled materials. He might take an old glass ashtray, surround it with metal shaped like flower petals to create a beautiful yard ornament sun catcher. Inside Appalachia host Jessica Lilly found out his art earns him money, but he's also chosen to keep an unusual but practical day job.
Mike is an artist, a metal worker, with a particular fondness of copper. You can find his sculptures on the campus of Concord University, in private yards, city streets and other public places, and at Tamarack in Beckley, West Virginia. Tamarack features juried artists from across the state. For Mike's work, imagine pipes bent into abstractions of owls, turtles, and even the New River Gorge Bridge. Some of his work, which can tower as tall as 30 feet, is often inspired by petroglyphs from ancient drawings. It all started for Mike one day when his mother insisted that he and his brother go to school despite a blizzard.
I was the only kid in the class. And everybody else was home sleigh riding, but my butt was in school, and my older brother was in the same school at the time. And so to give me something to do, she brought me in one of the footstools and gave me a box of chalk, and she told me to draw the solar system on the chalkboards. So I drew the solar system. It took me all day. But what I really remember is coming into class the next day And everybody was amazed how cool it was. It was like little tours that came into the classroom that said, wow, this is really cool. And I remember, you know, to the amazement of Mrs. Tully, the principal, she was like, wow, this is really good. And they brought in other chalkboards so they didn't have to erase it. Yeah, that felt pretty good.
That was the first time Mike realized he had something special to share. As a middle schooler, a mischievous Mike took his drawings from chalkboards to, well, other surfaces.
I remember seeing airbrush t-shirts, and I'm thinking, well, I can do that. I've been graffiti painting all over Fed County. Why not take it down to small scale and put it on a shirt? So, yeah, let me say I did a fair amount of graffiti painting all around Oak Hill. Sorry, Mom and Dad.
Mike also was helped along the way by some of his family in Roanoke, Virginia, especially his infamous Aunt Leona.
And she moved to Roanoke to work for the railroad. And she was a horse snuff dipping, cigar smoking, drinking hard woman. But she was cool.
Mike's cousin Tom had a blacksmith shop in Aunt Leona's garage. That's where Mike heated up his first piece of metal. Mike went on to study art at Concord, then college. Then he moved to New Mexico, where he learned from other metal sculptors and discovered petroglyphs, a rock carving left by Pueblo Indians.
And I would get on my mountain bike and go out to these things and spend hours in them, taking photographs of them, so forth and so on. And I was just mesmerized by, there's a language in that. So what I would do is take photographs or even take a piece of paper and do a rub of the petroglyph, bring it back to the house and turn that into sculpture, that design into sculpture.
He eventually brought that inspiration back to West Virginia and blended it with his affection for our state and its lush scenery.
Certain portions of society in West Virginia are realizing that you can survive here and not be a freaking coal miner. You can actually make a living.
While this 50-year-old Oak Hill native's art business has been growing over the past 10 or so years, like many artists, he keeps his day job, and his occupation might surprise you. I caught up with Mike at a town sewer plant.
Walk us through a typical day of what you do.
Sure. Well, the typical day, just showing up at 7 o'clock, and you can typically smell if something's gone wrong in a sewer plant.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's supposed to not stink if it's working correctly. So that's the first thing you do when you drive up on the bridge and unlock the gate. Is something gone amok? And
how are we today?
We are in great shape today.
I think so, too.
The plant's operating correctly.
Nice.
Just past the front room at the plant, we find another room with a large machine. Mike leads me out of the back door where a large cement tank with metal rails along the top sits. It's full of sludge, one of two byproducts of sewage treatment. I didn't smell anything, but I did see an interesting sign hanging on the tank that I had to know more about.
Okay. And I noticed a sign on the other side of the tank that says, no fishing. Is that, like, have you had issues?
No, that's a good joke.
Is what I like that is. It.
We have one in the lab also that says, ask for free samples.
Oh, nice.
You know.
I was going to ask about that, yeah.
Comic relief at a sewer plant is essential to this job.
Yeah?
It gets a little crappy down here sometimes, man.
That was owner of Mountain Artworks and sewer treatment plant operator Mike Sizemore. You can hear more of his story and others as well on an upcoming episode of Inside Appalachia. That's right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting, Sunday morning at 7 or Sunday evening at 6. This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Chuck Ann Zalevich. It's 7:52. It's going to be cloudy and breezy across West Virginia today with a chance of scattered showers. High temperatures will be in the upper 40s and 50s. Tonight, cloudy with a chance of rain or wet snow. Lows tonight will be in the mid-20s to the mid-30s. And tomorrow, a chance of rain or snow in the morning. Some clearing expected during the afternoon. And highs tomorrow will be in the mid-30s to the mid-40s. And a 50-50 chance of rain, freezing rain, and snow on Sunday. Support for West Virginia Public Broadcasting is provided by Jenkins Fenstermaker, PLLC, approaching each legal matter with attention to detail, representing businesses and individuals throughout West Virginia, Eastern Kentucky, and Southeastern Ohio. This week's Song of the Week is from Kenny White, a highly regarded session musician, producer, songwriter, and pianist. While he's worked on hundreds of projects over the years, he's at his most intimate in our Song of the Week, performing his song The Other Shore from his latest album, Long List of Priors.
There's a time, early evening, the city shows its mercy. Lines are cast through the river glass as the sun sinks into Jersey. On my left, the lady glints, the copper torch of liberty. On my right, the faded prints of where you stood so near to me. Through window panes as thin as prayer, you can hear the peals of thunder. And I've spent hours sitting there, confusing love with hunger. Today my longing knows no limits. I'm held by what I cannot hold. Stay with me for just these few more minutes and keep me from the cold.
That was Kenny White performing his song The Other Shore from his latest album, Long List of Priors. To hear this and more, tune in Friday and Saturday nights at 8, right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day at our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. West Virginia Morning is produced with the help of Caitlin Tan, Jessica Lilly, Kara Lofton, Liz McCormick, Dave Mistich, Brittany Patterson, and Roxy Todd. Our news director is Jesse Wright. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Chuck Anzalevich.